Welcome to the Run Lift Mom podcast, where we're talking about running, lifting, and momming, not necessarily in that order. Today, I've got something for you that is going to help in all three areas. It is actually a throwback conversation with Chris Kennan. If you'll recall, in season one, Chris Kennan discussed how she went through a transformation from overweight to triathlete. And I've got purposeful timing with this release because Chris is doing the full Ironman in Chattanooga this weekend. So in honor of that, I've also got this conversation. It is about how to say no, including a script, and how being a people pleaser will get you in trouble, you heard? Without further ado, Chris Kennan.
And that's really where I started to see the change personally within myself, is I started taking a lot of me and giving it to a lot of the community and people and time and doing events and sitting on boards. And then my kids are going in high school and they need me because they don't know it, but because they know everything, but they really do need me.
They're acting like they don't want anything to do with you, but they need you.
They need me. Yeah. So then I literally just, over the course of 4 years, completely fell off and gained back, gosh, almost 40 pounds. Oh. And I got into a rut. Like, I still like to run, but I got burned out on running. I got to the point where I was like, I don't need to train because I can literally sit on the couch and then go run a half marathon and finish in 2.5 hours. I know I can, so what's the point? I was a terrible, terrible.
Yeah.
But, I mean, life happens. It really happens. And then I have a friend, and I was depressed. And I was not happy anymore, and I had to go buy a whole new wardrobe, and I was like, what's going on with me? And my friend was like, you need to find your traction. And I was like, well, what's different with me now? I'm not working out. I'm not exercising. I'm not taking care of myself. I'm too busy taking care of everybody else. And with all of that, I just completely fell off and gained all the weight and became depressed. I said, that's it. I'm saying no. I'm learning how to say no to people because I'm a people pleaser. I'm like, yes, I can do that. And yes, I can do that. And I overcommit.
How did you learn to say no? Let me clarify. That's, you mean saying no instead of being a people pleaser.
Yes.
And saying yes every time someone asks something of you, feeling comfortable with saying, I cannot do that.
Yep. No, I have to be honest. I still feel guilty when I tell people no, because I want to please the people. You know, I've had people ask me to write grants for them because I'm in nonprofit and they need to raise money for their nonprofit. And I was so close to saying yes. And I'm like, you know what happens if you say yes? Well, the last 4 years is what happens. Falling back and doing what you used to do and putting everyone else first but yourself. So it's like, I'm sorry, I can't. I just don't have the time. And I could hear the disappointment in their voice, and it crushed my heart because I wanted to help and I know what they need and I wanted to be the savior, but you just can't.
To a degree, do you feel like as women, as mothers, we can sometimes train our friends to expect a yes from us?
Oh, yeah. Well, if you
Chris
always...
will do it. Yeah. She'll do anything. So you say no.
You just have to, and you have to not feel bad about it. You've got to, and you just have to say no.
So if, let's say, like, in this room, we have a people pleaser that's like, man, that sounds awesome, but, like, help me find my words. I don't know how to say it. Mm-hmm. Can you give us an example of, like, say, here we go. Hey, Chris, I really need you. You know what? My audio didn't work. I need you to come over here and record this whole podcast all over again. I know it's when you've got your bike or your run, your brick workout scheduled. But give us an example of finding your words on something like that.
Well, usually, I think, thankfully, most of the time I can do it over email or something so I can collect my words. It's like you teach a man how to fish, he'll be able to feed his family for the rest of his life. So you need to start. I like to try to be more resourceful to people. Like, let me teach you how to do it. Let me show you where to go and figure that out versus me doing it for you.
And then I'm not coming back to you again and again.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yep. And that's how I've had to do some of this stuff. You know, will you be on our board this year? I just don't have time. I'm sorry. I can't. You know, will you help me fundraise? I'm fundraising for my own trip right now. I that's a kind of a conflict that I won't be any good to you.
Yeah. I mean, but that's a good, fair thing to say. I mean, like for me, right? So it's easy. I've got all the kids. Here's my standard. And I encourage anybody else to use this. I can't. I don't say I'm sorry because sometimes I'm not. I can't. If I do this for you, I'm either taking away from my personal time with God, my own fitness, or my kids. If I give to you, I'll have to take from one of those things, and I'm just not in a position to do it. Mm-hmm. This is an exercise in figure out what you're going to say before someone approaches you with it, because then you feel a lot more confident saying it if you know your words. Friend, if you want to hear the entire episodes, yes, I said episodes, plural. This was a two-parter because Chris's transformation, the whole story is just beautiful, heartwarming, and inspiring. If you want to hear those episodes, you're going to go to the show notes. Click details or swipe up. You're going to see them right there, and I really encourage you to do so. Even if you're not going through a weight loss journey of your own, it will help you be a better friend to someone who is. And until I get into your earpiece again, remember, for while bodily training is of some value, godliness is of value in every way, as it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come. That's from 1 Timothy 4:8. This has been the Run Lift Mom podcast, and let's go, Chris, our Iron Woman.